because I think, you know, I think the spirit of the culture right now is celebrity, it's influence. And KB is one of my favorite artists, and he has a line where he says, "Celebrity is not the anointing."
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rooted in Christ podcast. My name is Eric Stevens. I'm the founder of Redwood Christian Ministries. Hope everyone out there is doing well today. With me on the show today is my brother from Cleveland, Rob Noor. Man, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Doing good.
Bro, this feels like this is a long time overdue, but we just met.
Yeah. Met like a week ago.
And we've been hanging out like ever since.
Yeah, for real.
Not in Cleveland.
Yeah. We was just in Centerville, Michigan.
Right.
Yeah, with a crazy, crazy writing camp. Breno had that youth conference. That was fire.
Yeah. We just came back from the Away conference.
Mm-hmm.
They were, like you said, it was a crazy writer's camp out there with just a number of different Christian hip-hop artists. Like, you know, KRL was there. You know, obviously yourself was there. Like, what was your – for anybody who doesn't know, like, what was your biggest takeaway from that weekend? And when people hear, like – a writer's camp for rappers, like what does that mean for anybody who just maybe tapping in?
Oh man, so well first, yeah, some of my like just highlights from that moment was I don't know, for me, I really feel like I could thrive in an environment like that. You know, I feel like it's I'm at a point now in my career, in my journey as an artist, where when I have an opportunity like that, I just want to maximize it. So I was super inspired by the different artists, people like K Diamond, Al, the other producer, my boy Taylor Wells. Taylor Wells was going crazy. It was so many talented artists. Will Kellum, so many different people in there that was really doing their thing. I was inspired. And what was the second question? You said a highlight from the weekend, and then you said something else.
That's what my question is now. I don't remember either. So we'll just run with it.
Yeah. Oh, you said, how would I describe like a writer's camp for those who are just tapping in? Yeah, so like a writer's camp, essentially, it's what it sounds like. You get a whole bunch of creative writers together to try to make a song, and you try to do just that. Like, there were some guys in there who didn't record anything but were writing. Like, really talented, just people who like, hey, if somebody needs something, I got something. And to be honest with you, that's like industry standard type stuff. That's what you see with people who really doing this in the big leagues for real. Like, that's some real professionalism. So to see that happen on the CHH level, man, bro, there's so much infrastructure being established in Christian hip hop right now. It's scary. It's fire.
I've never been on that side of things. Like I've done a lot of the interviews, but I've never actually been in the studio where I actually got to see a beat getting made from scratch. Right, it had like getting done from scratch, where the artists are literally in there working on their lyrics. Like writing out their lyrics.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen that. And when I tell you, like, I saw pure art taking place, like, no, there was no like AI doing it. Like, it was just like guys in the corner of every room, just like.
What was your favorite like moment for you watching that?
I love music. I love hip hop.
Yeah.
Like, I love music in general, but I specifically have a passion for hip hop. Like, the amount of artists that I've had on this show is expanding. And like,
majority hip hop artists who come on.
I wouldn't say I've had the majority of hip hop artists. I think I would probably say since the announcement of this concert, I've had more and more Christian hip hop artists come on the show. I love music because it is a powerful way to reach people. Like, music is literally can pull on somebody's heartstrings and their emotions in a Thanos snap. You know, so being able to watch the creative process was crazy for me. I'm also, for me personally, I'm a big fan of Christianity. I love watching Christians do what they do. I don't care if you're a mailman. If you got it doesn't matter to me. Like, if you got a Jesus story to tell, I want to talk to you. So, like, I don't even need to talk to you for the podcast. I just want to talk to you. What is God doing in your life? Like, pray for you right in there. Like, that's my heart. But for me to sit there and just watch, like, oh, I can't even, like, I can't do this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a rapper. I'm not a producer. I'm not a beat maker, you know? But I love watching people do the very things God created them to do. And for me, that was just like dope. So that's really that was the main thing. But the second piece for me was when I got back to my hotel room. And I was just praying and processing everything that was happening. And God was just confirming for me. He was like, look, I'm giving you an evangelical and a prophetic ministry. But intercessory prayer is really a part of this. And like, I'm in the room with a bunch of other artists. What am I bringing to the table?
I remember walking in. I had to walk through. My charger was in the other room. I had to walk through. I remember you was just in the flow. You was praying over the room. I just thought that was awesome. And, man, just to hear the stories of the other artists and how their session went. Like, I know for us, we did two sessions. The first one, we were in different rooms. We were in different rooms for the second one, too. But for the second one, we had more time to create. And I remember hearing y'all in the other room almost have some instantly. And I'm sitting there thinking, dang, all right, like we kind of, all right, we got to figure this out. So we creating or whatever. And about maybe 15, 20 minutes in, we get some, it just snaps.
Yeah.
But I think to your point, like seeing you pray, and I think all of us prayed a little bit before we actually engaged in the session. It definitely, man, it was a moment to remember. Like,
yeah, it really was.
Super, super collaborative, super, inspiring all around. Crazy.
It was nuts. So, for anybody who doesn't know Rob, tell us a little about your story, your background, like, you know, how you came to know Jesus, like, and some of the things you got going on right now for the kingdom.
Man, yeah, so my name is Rob Noor. I'm 24 years old. I have a son who's 4 years old. I have a wife of 3 years. And I love music. I love Cleveland, born and raised in Cleveland. Those Cleveland has formed me in some deep ways. I remember when we first got up, you telling me some of your story of just kind of your role models being people in entertainment and influence. And I feel like a lot of, not this isn't a Cleveland-specific experience, but unfortunately, a lot of young men and girls of color who grew up in the stereotypical inner city circumstances of having a single parent home end up looking to different influencers. And it was like that for me growing up in Cleveland. You know, I really enjoyed other rappers and ball players and things like that. But it wasn't until I was around like 9. My mom grew up taking us to church, but when I was 9, I remember like praying a sinner's prayer, like confession. And then when I turned 19, when I had my son, is when stuff started to really flip for me. You know, I have a line in one of my songs where I say, when storm is your weather, just know that it gets worse for it's better. And like when you're going through tumultuous times, it's going to look utterly hopeless before breakthrough happens. And that's what 19 to 20 was for me. I had my son. My porn addiction became amplified through the roof. Food addiction, sleep, just lazy, couldn't hold a job. And then I remember meeting Christ through the scriptures in Colossians 3, where Paul talks about being resurrected with Christ. And then the implications of what that means for how we ought to live average, every day-to-day life in light of that reality, if you believe that Jesus is who he says he is. So that made Christianity not an idea, but it made God intimate. So that's briefly kind of just how I've come to know the Lord. But, you know, what I'm doing now, I'm doing this music thing, bro.
Yeah.
I left my job. I was serving incarcerated youth in the city. I was doing that for about a year and a half, close to 2 years. And then this past July, I left to be able to pursue music full time.
You got to connect me with them.
I forgot to send you their info. For sure, I will.
We having a real conversation right now.
We are.
You need to connect me with I want to see Redwood Christian Ministry start living out our mission, and I want to see what we can do in the city. So
for sure.
How did the music start for you, and how did you like, hey, this is the avenue that God has for me? Like, what were the origins of that like for you?
Yeah, no, good question, man. So I remember I was fortunate enough to go to a school that elementary middle school that the music teacher really was a musician, like a classically trained musician.
Wow.
And wasn't just like, let's sing along to radio songs. Like, he taught us to read music. And I mean, if you asked me to read music today, I couldn't read music. But the point of that being is that I remember, true story, I had to be 8 or 9 years old. We're all singing together in music class. And then he stops the entire class. He's in the middle of us singing. He singles me out. And he was like, you should pursue music one day, not to be a rock star, but there's something there, you should do it. And then I was like, whatever. I kind of like put it down. I loved sports. I loved basketball, football. That's what I wanted to do. But I remember, actually, it's funny, when I was 12, a homeboy got me into rapping. He was like, hey, I got this song. You should write a verse. I started rapping. And I fell in love with it so much that I stopped going to football practice could write songs. So it started around, it got sparked around 9. I really hit the ground running at like 13. So, and been doing it ever since.
You got any projects coming up that you want to talk about? Anything?
Projects coming up? No, but I have one that just released.
There we go.
I have a project that released in July, my debut album called Good Company, where I kind of narrate the past 7-8 months of my life. I have a song coming out this Friday. So for those that's watching, this might already be out by then, but it comes out October 11th. So this Friday, called Mercy on a Tuesday. And now the goal is just hitting the ground running. I released the project. I want people to consume it, but people still have yet to know who Rob Noor is. So I want to keep, and I know people's palette and attention span is a lot smaller than a whole project. So I'm trying to give them song, just so they could get a taste for what I'm trying to do.
What would you say to anybody? I'm actually talking specifically Cleveland, up and coming artists. Like, what advice would you give to them about just who they may have a passion to pursue? To pursue music, but they're in this market and in this space.
So aspiring Christian rappers, man, it's funny. I think about this question. I always say this. There are 3 songs I want them to listen to as they are discerning whether this is something they should be doing. Mm. Because I think, I think the spirit of the culture right now is celebrity, it's influence. And KB is one of my favorite artists, and he has a line where he says, celebrity is not the anointing.
Come on.
And a lot of times we equate those things, even on a local level, we hold our elders and our lead clergy with a little bit more esteem, with almost dehumanizing. Here's what I mean by that. We dehumanize them by assuming that they cannot and will not fail, so that when they do, it hurts a lot more. The 3 songs I would have them listen to is off of the same album. KB has an album called Today We Rebel. One is called I Am Not the One. KB talks about, he has a line in there where he says, I am not the Christian rapper. I am not the Christian rapper. All I know, I just want to be more Christian than rapper. I am not the one you should know. I am invincible when I'm invisible. He is the one that you look for.
He got bars.
Bro.
He got bars.
And if that's not your posture as an artist, either 1, you're not ready yet, or 2, it's just not for you.
That's real.
And then the other 2 songs I would say is The Art of Drifting and the art of, I think it's called The Art of Hope. I can't remember the other one, but it's a 2-part song where he kind of describes what it looks like to turn this thing, this CHH thing, into nothing more than a business. The mission gets completely, your heart gets eroded, and none of us are above it. I'm not above it. If we are not intentional, if we don't have a genuine, contrite fear of Yahweh, we will fall. And more likely to when we have a lot more pleasures at our hands. So that would be my little sermon I'd give to any aspiring Christian hip hop artist.
You should not be doing any of this for the fame. Because everything that we have, he gave to us. And he gave to us to steward that. So even if we go back to this past weekend at the Awake concert, what you and I were talking about, the whole point of this was death to self. And I'm not talking about the con, I mean like the very thing of Jesus. He died so we could live. He died to restore a relationship with the Father. We could not do that on our own. So how am I supposed to bring him glory on my own? I can't do that. Like, Lord, I need to put myself aside because my flesh is what got us here in the first place. So what I need to make you known and not try to grow this platform, because this platform is yours. So the increase is up to you. You already made the way for that. I just need to be obedient to the things you've asked me to do.
Man, no, that's real. Like, I think about, I put music down, bro, for like 2 years. I had my son. I was enrolled in seminary. I'm doing youth ministry. And honestly, I was sleeping on a gift that God gave me. I kind of buried my gifts. There's a couple of things that happened. Like, I went to Holy Smoke in 21. I got self-conscious about some mistakes I made. I went back home. My personal life was in shambles. I just got super insecure, and I was like, it's all right. I'm cool. I'll do something else. And then through a series of wild events within this past year, I've been able to make music again, and not just make music. I've been able to have to find and receive the confidence and affirmation that God is calling me to do this, and it's just to that point of like, you know, building a platform versus like chasing a platform. Like,
right.
There's a heavy tension. Every time I post, man, you best believe I'm looking for, man, who's liking, who's commenting, who's sharing. But it's like one of my prayers is, Father, like, let this bring that one to you, or let this, like, no matter what it does numbers wise, it's not, here's what I want to say.
Yeah.
It is not bad to have a desire to do good numbers. That's kind, if God's put this on your heart, the goal to do it full time, that's a part of what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want this to do good. But the me and my bro Trey were talking about this, like, you have to be willing to walk away from it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not willing to walk away from it, then let that be another indicator that maybe you're not ready yet, or maybe it's not for you. So, yeah.
One of the things I've had to, like, remind myself, like, lately is, like, do it for the one. Mm. Because even right, like, we're recording this in early October. This will probably release in late October. We're throwing a concert November 2nd at the House of Blues called Beyond the Walls.
Hey, pull up, man.
Yes.
My guy putting in crazy work.
Y'all need to come.
If you in Cleveland, you in the Midwest, they got Miles Minute coming. If you from out west, get a plane. If you part of the Glow Tribe, cop a ticket and give this man a hug. Rub his bald head. You're going to get some good luck. It's going to be a great show, man. Hey, my man's putting in work. House of Blues. You ever been to a House of Blues show?
Go ahead, keep going.
That's the promotion. Like, that's the energy we need. Like, that's what I need. Like, that's don't rub my head. Like, I'm gonna respond badly. Like, everybody's gonna get kicked out. Like, please.
Everybody has to leave.
Bro, I've literally had to tell myself, like, because we just made a post today about, like, comment, share, tag, because we're giving away some free VIP tickets. Like, and there's gonna be a few of those giveaways coming up, man. It's like, I have to be okay if one person responds to that. I have to be okay if one person responds to that, because that person might show up and they might get saved that night. Or they might show up and get the answer that they need that night. Like, this is not getting put on just for entertainment. Like, this is deeper than that. You see people, see souls. That's my heartbeat. Like, it can't be just to go to the House of Blues to have a good time. Because after that, I was going to do it in December, but I'm going to get married now. So that's
Marriage?
Yeah, the men's conference is probably going to get pushed back. I feel like I got a good reason to push it back. So we're going to probably do a men's conference in March and do a women's conference later on that year. So there is something to follow up, because it's great to have something called Beyond the Walls. We need to live it outside of that. You know, it's just not for Sunday. It's 24/7. But at the same time, I got to be okay with doing it for the one. And if your platform has a 1.1 million and I have 1,000, then I need to steward that 1,000 properly.
Yeah, you know? And that's what it is, bro. It's like, okay, now the question becomes, how do we steward this little flock that we have? And that looks like, and this is where for some, this might be an uncomfortable conversation, and it'll make sense in a second with what I'm about to say. But, you know, as far as figuring out, when I say how to serve the algorithm, what I'm trying to say is, like, in order to steward that audience you have well, you have to at least be willing to learn the platform that your audience is on and be willing to at least play the game, even if it's for a little bit, to then know how you can move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm not saying is just sell your soul to the algorithm and all of the changes that comes with every week. But, like, be willing to be a student of what you're trying to do. That's a part of stewardship. It's like, okay, you have this – you know, you have this quote-unquote platform on these social media apps. Like, learn them. You know what I'm saying? See what clicks. Be willing to go on a run for a little bit where nobody's engaging. And then be like, okay, yeah, this isn't working. And then go to the drawing board. What's helped me the most is talking with people who I know are doing it better than me, and then them just giving me pointers and me taking notes. And then praying for God to resource where I'm lacking.
Right.
You know, so that's
I've been praying, like, God, you told me to do this. Like, you told me to kick this podcast off. You told me to do this. We'll be probably 115 episodes in by the time this drop. Or this might be episode 115.
Wow,
I don't know.
Okay,
we're somewhere between
there.
This is your dime. This is your time. This is your bill. This is your vessel. This is your show. These are your guests. I need you to open up some doors for some of this. How else do I end up in a room full of a bunch of CHH artists while they're literally writing their music. That's how God put that on Diamond's heart to invite me to that. And shout out to my boy K Diamond, because that boy is a monster.
Yeah, K Diamond's crazy. You know, it was dope when he was playing that one sample. He was like, "Oh yeah, that's Rob." I'm like, "Oh, he understand my palate.
I've been listening. Because this is your interview, but the blessing for me in this is like I get to be a fan, like in the room. Yeah,
for sure.
But I'm not that person where if you asking for an autograph and snapping 30 foot. I'm a fan of what you're doing.
I appreciate that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like as soon as that beat hit, I'm like, no, that's him. That's him. Because there was one person in the room who I had just met that night. So I didn't hear his music, you know, before we got in there. We didn't know each other before we walked in. This was all random. I think a few people knew each other, but nobody knew everybody other than Diamond. But as soon as that beat dropped, I'm like, nah, that's Rob right there. Because it was smooth. It was chill. And then Diamond. He put that, hit the switch. The 808 came in, and then it just went crazy.
I talk about maximizing opportunities. Like after our sessions, we was done. And then Diamond was like, "Bro, you got to record to that one." I'm like, "Is it still set up?" I was like, "Oh yeah, let me see." And I stuck around for another 2 hours just trying to get that verse done.
I was there.
yeah.
Bro, it's not often that I get back to my house or my hotel at like 4 or 4:30 in the morning.
Bro,
thank God I had a good excuse.
I didn't get back to the hotel till 5, bro. We was just out there, we was really doing it. That was fun though.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was a good experience.
Christian hip hop today has changed dramatically. Like it is out there. I have an opinion that I think a lot of the Christian music out there is better than the secular music. Some people disagree with my opinion because they say there's a lot of Christian hip hop artists that try to sound like secular artists. How do you feel about the state of Christian hip hop today?
I think for what it's worth, this is in a beautiful place. I think that, you know, you definitely have, within any culture, any genre, any movement, you have, like, those that, for lack of a better term, maybe more fringe in their style or in their content or how they're choosing to pursue things. So, you know, I recently saw, you know, different people even creating, like, playlists to show, like, this person sounds like this secular artist.
I saw that.
This person sounds like this secular artist.
I wasn't going to name it. I saw that.
And sometimes you got to call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
So there's a valid conversation to be had around that. But for what it's worth, man, but here's the thing, though. It's one of those things where it's like for every bad thing you could say, there are three better things happening that mostly people aren't trying to shine light on.
Right.
Or people are shining light on, but for whatever reason, you know, we like drama. We crave drama. And that's not that that's a drama situation, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But no, for what it's worth, I think CJ's in a beautiful, beautiful space. I think the people leading it, I think what we're seeing now is literally an entire new generation taking the baton where a Lecrae, a KB, a Trip Lee, like everybody else is looking back and handing it to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the rise of the independent, across genres. You know what I'm saying? Not just CHH, but the rise of the independent within the music industry in general, but especially within hip hop and especially within Christian hip hop. You know, us being a subgenre, but so, man, I believe we're really explosive movement. Like, I think people really. We have a very, like, people flock to us. If they rock with you, they rock with you. You know what I'm saying? And I think the future is really bright.
Yeah.
I think from a business standpoint, I think from an artistic standpoint, no big deal. I think he's leading the charge right now. He has an album called The People We Became.
Yeah.
And this whole idea of renaissance, like, the only problem is that the Christians got it. That's his point. It's like music is longing for, hip-hop is longing for a renaissance, and it's in the hand of Christians. I couldn't agree more. You know what I'm saying? I get behind something like that. I think it's in a beautiful place. You know what I'm saying?
We got Christian R&B now. Like, and it's good.
They didn't have that back in the day.
Nah, I mean,
who'd you have back in the day? Who was Christian R&B?
Bro, for me, that would have been Tupac, DMX, Eminem, and Dave. It's crazy. Like, I couldn't even answer that for you.
Okay.
Like, that's why music, because I was not.
I got you.
I wouldn't even pretend like I was tapping that.
For sure.
Past Kirk Franklin, I couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you nobody.
I couldn't tell you a gospel artist.
Who was the first CHH person for you? Was it Lecrae?
Yeah, because you know what ended up happening was when I got saved, I came to New Life Church, and like I was still listening to like secular music, and I don't think people realize the hurdle that that really is for some people, which is where the birthplace of this concert really came from. Wow. Because I would have came from what they would have considered the golden era of hip hop. So you had Pac and Big and Nas and DMX, like you had all these people, right? But then I'm that person who, like, I can listen to the same song over and over and over again. Yeah, so there's very few Jadakiss songs that I couldn't just run off the top of my head with you right now. We're just not, because this is the Rooted in Christ podcast. But you see, like, yeah, so that is, for better or for worse, right, wrong, despite how you feel about it, the eyes of one of the soul. And I have to be careful what I expose myself to. I have to be careful what I'm listening to. I had to really start asking myself, I'm sitting here listening to this music. Is the Holy Spirit really pleased with me? Is the Holy Spirit really staying while I'm listening to this song about robbing, stealing, killing, and all these things? No, this is not good for me. So for me, then a gentleman in my church, I was just like, bro, what are you? Because I don't know how me and him got on this topic. I think I had called him one day and I just heard the bass in the background. I was like, what are you listening to? And he was listening to Lecrae, and it was... Oh, wow. Oh man, what album was that? It's a joint with Rehab on it.
I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, I don't know what it's called. I cannot think of the name.
My introduction to Lecrae was Gravity. It was that project.
I think it was like two albums right before. It was either the album before that. It was it's gone.
It might have been called Rehab, was it not?
This is gonna bother me. Like I don't believe
Rebel?
It was Rebel.
Rebel?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
And for me, that's what it was. Mm. It was that album. So then from there I met Tripley. KB.
All the 116 people.
But Andy Mineo is the one that got me.
Andy Mineo was the one that got me.
Because like
I still rock with Andy, bro.
He's
one of the ones.
Because his personality, like his story, I'm like, I can now relate to this. And I started really gravitating more to Andy and Trip Lee. And I was like, because I can really relate to some of what their testimony and their story really was. And KB is a straight lyricist. So for me, the introduction was Lecrae, and that opened a door to everything else.
Lecrae is the gateway CHH drug.
And it's just, I don't think, it was a rough transition. It really was, because you're trying to be new, right? But then there's this part that I'm listening to, and it's like, you go into a place, and I'm not attacking anybody, but in the 90s, now you're coming out of that, like you're coming into what I would say was, oh, it was 92. So you're looking at Snoop and you're looking at all of these things.
Oh, wow.
So I was a young kid going into a teenager. I'm not listening to Kurt Franklin. That's me personally. This isn't doing it for me.
You wasn't rocking the stomp?
No. So to then get saved in your 20s.
Revolution.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't for me. Then to get saved in your 20s to go to hear Hillsong and everything else, I'm like, this isn't, I need something else. I needed something else, like to do in my downtime, because I would listen to music 24/7. But now I got stuff I can listen to 24/7 that you can listen to with anybody, kids, grandmother, mom, aunt, uncle, cousin, because it's all clean and it's all got a good message to it. So that's really
what I think it. Christian hip hop is so diverse now too. I think a part of why that hurdle was so hard is because there is a mastery of art that we see expressed within non-Christian art that we just appreciate. No matter that's one of the graces that God has upon art and culture, is that when it's done with excellence, no matter where you stand on anything, you can recognize that.
Yeah.
You can recognize that excellence. Excellence transcends your convictions. You know, if you're able to recognize excellence, you're able to say that's excellent, even if I disagree with its content. And I think that what I believe is happening now is there are different artists who are Christians that are tapping into a level of excellence that's able to transcend. And to be honest with you, the artists who I saw like come up, like really identify within, like, man, I'm a Christian, this is what I'm doing. But they did it so well that once it started to pop, they for lack of better terms, they outgrew the CHH space. And now they're doing their own thing. Like, I'm thinking about Tobe Nwigwe. Like, he came up
And he was never explicit like, hey, I'm a Christian rapper. But those who knew, knew. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You can still hear it in his content today. But he does what he does so well that nobody is like, oh, he's a leader of CHH. It's like, nah, he's just Tob Nwigwe. He's excellent at what he does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Montel Fish is another one that comes to mind. Like, there's people who are just excellent at what they do and begin to transcend. Yeah.
Early on, too, it was The Truth, and then it was Bizzle. They were that's when I first came in and got saved too. They were out there, you know. So there is a catalog, like there, whatever your interest is out there right now.
It's out there. That's true.
You know, it was just for me personally, that transition was just was crazy. You know, but I was grateful that he put me on to that because that was really the start. That was the start for sure.
That's what's up.
So if there was anybody who you could work with now, give me the top. Give me your, like, hey, there's five artists. And it can be any, but, like, I want to work with these five people.
Okay. Man. Bro, I got to sit on this. So some people that come to mind, like, I would love to work with Pharrell. I would love to lock in with him. Like, I think he's an iconic producer. I think he's very talented. CHH wise, like, I really appreciate Andy. I appreciate his creativity. I would love to just rap with him, like, back and forth. Like, he's, like, really talented. Who else? I love Tory Deshaun. I think he's fire. I would love to rock with Tory. No big deal. Hit me up, Dale. Let's do it. Who else? And this is a literal Hail Mary, but I would love to work with Andre 3000.
Okay.
I would love to work with Andre 3000. He's probably one of my goats. Between him and somebody else is, like, the best of all time. That might not be good for a rooted in Christ.
Bro, podcast, this is the you should really see some of the stuff that's been said on this podcast.
All
right.
Those are.
Who are your? I'm really curious. Okay. So, who are your top five favorite artists in general? Yeah.
And just rap?
Yeah.
Okay. So, rap. I mean, Kendrick Lamar, Andre 3000, J. Cole. I'm not even saying these are the best rappers of all time. I'm saying these are my personal favorite.
Okay.
So, I have to make a distinction because people would be like, I still think some of them are some of the best rappers. These are my personal favorites. So Kendrick, 3 Stacks, J. Cole. I really enjoy Mac Miller a whole lot. Mac Miller was a big inspiration for me. And then, man, who else do I really enjoy? Who else is, like, really fire to me? Five is always hard because it feels like there's too many options to choose one. Man, a fifth one? You know, you'll ask me tomorrow, it'll change. But right now, I'm going to say Nas. Nas is fire.
Okay.
Nas is, like, I don't listen to his stuff now, just being very honest. Yeah. But I feel like and maybe that's not fair to characterize him that way. You know what? This is going to be a sin to some people. But I'm going to replace Nas with Jay-Z. I'm going to be honest with you, bro.
Might be the first time I edit out somebody's, answer to a question, bro.
I feel like Jay-Z has transcended generations in a way that Nas hasn't. I'm sorry. And I think Nas is the better rapper.
Bro, But
I think that Jay-Z has transcended, bro.
Bro, this whole situation going on with Puff right now, like, I just really, I think, you know what? I'm not going to edit this. We're going to revisit this this. 18 months, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna make a clip too. Hey, remember when he said, I'm not gonna do that to you?
Hey, that would be crazy.
That would be straight hating.
That would be crazy. I'm gonna come out with an apology video. I'm sorry for choosing Jay-Z in my top
five. I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody on that list, I'm not talking about him.
Jay-Z is crazy. I mean, bro, did you see, do you follow basketball at all?
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen, so LeBron just posted him and his son. Like, I think they played a game recently.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah.
Four minutes, 19 seconds or something like that together.
Yep. And that's crazy to see. But the song he put on there was Song Cry by Jay-Z.
Oh, for
and
real?
It just was so fire. It was like, Jay is like that. You know what I mean?
I'm going to apologize on his behalf because It's been a lot of implications lately with this Diddy situation that's floating out there.
Hey, and, listen, man.
I'm just saying, Nas's name is not on that list.
You're probably right. You probably
for now,
right.
Anyway.
You're probably right.
For the record, my favorite rapper is Breno. Like, for the record. We're going to put that out. We're going to just put this in the airwaves now. I came across his music at a real low time in my life. So,
wow.
So, his old music to me is still his, is just as good as his new stuff to me. Because of the emotional connection tied to it. And it was a part of my healing process. So,
wow, that's awesome.
When I met him, that was like one of the first things that I told him. That's fire. And he didn't believe me. I know he didn't believe me.
Yeah.
But then, like, the Spotify playlist thing, because I says, who your top artist is and the song you play the most, he was number one. And I sent it to him. And Replays was my number one song. And I sent him that, too.
Wow.
And he was, like, my number three song, too, on there. Yeah. Wow. It was wild.
Bro, that's fire.
It was
wild.
Yeah, he's...
So how was it for you to see Breno live the other day?
I was looking at it twofold. First, I was watching for the November 2nd concert. It's like, I was analyzing. Like, I was just watching his movements. Okay. And I was watching, like, how he drew energy from the crowd. But then it didn't take long because as soon as he said K-I-N-G-D-O-M, dog, I'm really, I lost it. Like, I lost it because, like, that's what, because my mindset is my song.
So the
fan in me came right back. Sure. You know, it came right back.
For sure. That was fun. I'm glad he let me come through.
Yeah.
I'm glad he let me do something. It was very fun to perform.
I tell you, like, I didn't post it, but I have the video of you performing, not that night. The night in the studio when you recorded your verse at 4:30 in the morning. I got the whole thing.
What?
Yeah, I got the whole
thing. Oh, you gotta send that to me.
I was trying to, but my Android was not like.
See?
I've been getting clowned for days for having an Android.
We need to fast and pray on behalf of Eric to be able to release this stronghold of Sam and all you Samsung users. I can feel the spirit now.
Yeah, I feel a spirit. I feel something.
We need you to get an Apple, dog.
Bro.
What do we need to do so you can transition
If somebody buys me the phone, I might use it.
If somebody buys you the phone?
They buy me, and it better not be trash either.
Nah, like, we buy you a phone.
It better be the best thing they got out.
Come on. Breno said he'd buy you a phone.
Breno didn't say that. I feel like Diamond told Breno to say that, and Diamond didn't mean it. Like, that's what I feel like happened. But I got the video and I really did try. I had horrible reception out there. Like everywhere we went, it was just awful.
It wasn't good.
But your to get back to your creative, watching you just create was this is crazy. Because it was legit art.
Thank you, bro.
There was no, and again, to watch it from scratch, that was a huge blessing for me to see that. And I wanted to stay because I'm like, I want to support this dude. Because I knew if I was up and coming, this is what I want somebody to do for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I appreciate that.
I will want somebody to be here. You know what I'm saying? And then Diamond was there. And I forget who else was even in the room because literally we went to bed at breakfast.
It was dark in there.
It was dark.
I had the lights off. All I knew was Diamond was engineering. That was it.
Was KRL still in there?
KRL was in there.
Yeah, he was still there too.
Yeah.
You know,
I appreciate that though.
No, dog.
That means the world.
Like when I tell people we fame, I'm standing on that.
For sure.
I appreciate that. So, but yeah, man, it was a blessing to watch you do what you do, in that element. Anywhere you can go and get that in, go. If you can be there, be there. If you can be in the space, be in the space.
I appreciate that, bro.
So. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to – I don't think this episode is going to air by the time this happens. But you have two shows coming up?
Yeah, so I have three shows coming up, actually.
Three shows, okay.
So one, you'd still be able to make it by the time this airs. So the first one is this Friday, October 11th, at Breakthrough Sounds. There's an artist by the name of C.W. Allen. He's from Cleveland originally but lives in Chicago now. And fun fact, he was from how my mom tell it. He went to the same church as me growing up.
Oh, wow.
And he did a rap show. And she said that, that inspired me when I was, 7, 8 to start rapping. So it's kind of full circle for me that now I'll be opening for him. So that's this Friday, the 11th.
And then on October 20th, it'll be free. It's a there's an organization by the name of Indie Media. Okay. They have a they have a community art house in the Buckeye Woodhill neighborhood.
Oh wow.
On Forest Avenue.
Yeah.
And right. And so long story short, the owner Jada, that's her grandparents' house. She bought the house, she owns it, and literally kids from the neighborhood come and like pick a wall and just create art. Like it's quality. So anyways,
that's fire.
On the 20th, it's a free event. If you're in Cleveland, come through. But it's like a fall market. So what they want to do is they want to bring me out to perform a 30-minute set, but they also have like local vendors, like clothing lines or local food vendors come and just shut the block down and just, you know, have a time, something like that. So that's it. Come through. That's October 20th. And then I have a show in Providence, Rhode Island in November. So November 16th. In Providence, Rhode Island. That's me, actually a K-pop artist, a Christian K-pop artist by the name of Ali Minju. She's fire. She'll be there too. Prodigal Joe will be there. There's a dude named D-Rock will be there. But I'll be closing that show, so I'm excited.
That's what's up. I'm excited.
So, yeah, that's in Providence, Rhode Island. If you try to come out to any of those shows, DM me. I'd love to see what we could do.
I need to look at my calendar. I think I got a wedding that weekend.
Yeah.
But if I don't, bro, I'm sliding through.
Okay.
For Rhode Island. All right. I'm sliding through for that. Yeah.
I told JM pull up too. He's from out that way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He fired too.
Listen, if you don't know, you better know. Like no gas. Like we not lying.
No.
He's like that.
And he's 17.
He is like that.
He's 17 years old.
Yeah.
And he fire.
JM is him. Yeah.
When I watched that man literally develop a hook for the song, in a couple
and
seconds.
And it's not, bro. Some people just come through and just they doing what they could do,
right?
What he can do is the best,
right?
Like he do it, like right. What he just his little efforts be like. Oh, no, that's crazy, bro.
And I don't think
like get the Grammy out.
Were you in the room when he did his ad libs?
No, but somebody was saying it was beautiful.
Bro, he
hey, you never heard nobody cry over ad-libs before?
I was like, yo, none of, like, this is wild.
Hey, his ad-libs anointed it.
He stood up, it was fresh oil running over his ad-libs. Like, I was like, what is going on? He stood up and he was like, oh, yeah, let me put some ad-libs on this.
Yeah.
He was like, that's my bread, like, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
No,
that's like facts. When I stopped praying. I was like, what did he just say? All right. And when he stood up, I was like,
yep.
Because the song was already heat.
You saw, yep.
And I know we've been a little vague. I don't know when they're releasing the music. So I ain't saying nothing about anything. I'm just keeping it.
I might be saying too much. I don't know.
We ain't saying nothing. But when he laid his ad libs, I was like, this song sounds even better now. The way I've never actually seen somebody do that in the studio. Mm. And he did it. It was effortless.
Yeah, he's fire.
Like, that's what I mean by pure art. Like, I didn't see anybody like, I saw artists at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was just crazy to see his process from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Because my fiance is classically music trained.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but she was like, I wish I could have been in the room just to see it from start to finish. Fire. So,
I know you probably were sending her some of the pictures and videos and stuff.
I sent her the pictures.
Yeah.
The videos, I didn't put them out yet because I haven't even made a recap for the weekend yet. So I didn't put any of that out. Some of the like the still shots I sent, like the pictures of like me and Brenno and some of the stuff with Diamond, right. You know, but the I haven't put any of that out there yet. I want to make sure too the artists like are okay with like let me pass this along to somebody too, you know, just to ask. Sure. I know they don't care because everybody was snapping videos, but just in case, out of respect, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So all right, it's coming down. You got the opportunity to make a song. You got three people that you can put on the song from the CHH space.
Okay.
Who you putting on there?
Who I'm putting on there? Man. I mean, to be stuck like this. I rock with Tori. I want to do one with Tori.
Tori.
So I'm putting Tori on there. I rock with the whole indie tribe vibe. But I'll do, Tori for sure. I really enjoy Hovi.
That's my guy.
And then my boy Scooty Wop.
Yeah.
Me and WAP got one in the vault.
Okay.
Yeah. But be on the lookout. Hey, WAP is about a, bruh. He about a pop. That boy, he's like that. But I would want to, if I could get like on a song, that those three on one song, that would go crazy.
That's fire.
Yeah. That would go crazy.
Well, he dropped no. When he came out with No Weapon, you knew.
No weapon.
Yeah, when that came out, you know, like, we
formed against me.
Yeah, we might want to ride this wave out because, I would not
have got Fred Hammond on that joint,
bro,
and Lecrae.
That song is crazy. That song is crazy.
I think he was still with Sony at that time, so they definitely was like, "Let's do the biggest artist in both spaces that you occupy and just blow this thing up."
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. I think his wife was on there too, or she's in the video at least.
I know.
His wife can sing. His wife's an artist.
So funny story. I was trying to get her on here, and it was a go. They got engaged. I think they had got engaged, got married, and props it. And now they were expecting a child. Mm. And I'm saying expecting because in case one just dropped. Man, shout out to them for everything that they're doing. Congrats on their relationship. Congrats on starting a family. It was a timing thing.
For sure.
Which is usually what happens when you're trying to record a podcast.
I think they just had their daughter 3 days ago or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm late.
She was just born,
But when I tell you I have not looked at anything since we got back.
I feel it.
I might have been asleep last night before like 10 o'clock. Like,
hey, praise God.
I was out.
That's a man of healthy habits.
But no, I passed out. I passed
sleep
out.
Sleep before 10. Hey, you living.
That's because I was up until 4 and then 1.
I mean, that makes sense. Bro, I was dog tired yesterday. Yeah.
Bro, shout out to Taylor Wells because that dude didn't sleep for like 3 days.
Taylor Wells is fire.
Yeah, he that dude.
Taylor Wells is fire. He has a good heart too.
He that dude.
Yeah.
I like his energy.
Yeah.
Bro, this has been fire.
It's been great.
This brings me to the Let Them Know segment of the podcast. This is where you can share anything you like with the audience. So, my brother, please, let them know.
Oh, man, what can I let them know? Man, I mean, like, quite honestly, the whole angle of my art, the whole angle of me doing this, I'll put it this way. I discovered satisfaction in life with Christ as a janitor at Amazon Fulfillment Center on Euclid. When God was giving me visions of music, when God was giving me vision of how to do this thing, long before it was time to actually go do it. And that in-between space, we think that I put my hand up when I say we are so obsessed with whatever that promised land is as Christians, I'm speaking to Christians, that we miss out on true contentment with Yahweh by chasing after our quote-unquote calling or quote-unquote assignment because we believe something under that is like, only if I had, just this one more thing. And just for the Christian out there, be willing to just be a committed local church member, a loving father, a loving mother, a loving husband, a loving wife. Be a great steward at your job, whatever you're like. Enjoy life with God. There is joy to be discovered. If you are found in Christ, you have been brought from death to life. There is peace that you can discover. Like, tap into that. Don't wait until your circumstances change to then try to say that God has been good. And then for those that don't know Jesus, man. Like, take Jesus on his own words, you know. I'll leave it at that. But also let him know that I'm making more music. Tap in with me on all social media at From Rob Knorr, FromRobNor. All digital streaming like Spotify, Apple Music, Rob Knorr, RobNor. I got a song coming out called Mercy on a Tuesday. I'm excited for that. And just a whole bunch more music coming 2025. So I'm excited. Thanks for having me on, bro.
Bro, we're going to do this again. We're just getting warmed up. We should do this at the House of Blues.
Let's do it. Oh, that would be crazy. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
We should do this at the House of Blues.
That'd be fire.
Specifically November 2nd.
That'd be fire.
Because if you didn't know, November 2nd at the House of Blues, we got the Beyond the Walls concert coming. Yeah, I've been plotting for a minute, bro. It's been on my head. Like, buy these tickets. We need to sell this place out. We are believing for a movement at the House of Blues. You never, ever, ever see I won't say ever because I said it three times. It's rare you see a concert like this come to Cleveland. I actually don't think Cleveland's had a concert like this.
Okay. Okay. Describe, so, what should people expect?
I would you can expect to have a good time. You can expect to laugh. Mm. You can expect to win some things. Mm. But none of that matters to me. You can expect to see the name of Jesus lifted up. Mm. And that's for me where it all starts and it all ends. Because that night is about doing it for the one and giving people an alternative to something that they might be listening to and doing. Mm. So the whole idea now behind Redwood, and this was where before, we're bringing the church to the community. Mm. We're going to bring the church to right where you are. Mm. Because there's people who are going to come to that concert who would never set foot in a church. Mm. Originally, this was supposed to be in a church. Mm. And when this House of Blues opportunity came up, yeah, I said, let's do it somewhere else. Yeah. Because there's people in that community, and even the spot you were just talking about, sure. If you do it in that church space, they're not going to show up. They will show up to a show at the House of Blues. So they can expect deliverance. They can expect to see souls get saved. You got Miles Bennett coming. Mm. Breno's going to be there. Kay Diamond is doing a number of the sets. Joseph Lewis is going to be performing. Eli Williams is going to be doing a lot of DJing. And my boy, Richard Williams, a pastor, Hope City, is going to be co-hosting the event with me. So I'm working to get you on that card. Okay, I'm working it. I have not given up on that.
No, it's all good.
I've learned a lot for this to be my first show. I've learned a lot. So,
and if this one, we can always, try to make another one.
Oh, this won't be it. I'm working on some stuff with, there's going to be some music getting put out too.
For sure.
I'm just going to plant that seed right now.
For sure. Let's do it.
So, me and Diamond already talks about some beats that I'm looking to get from him. So,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Well, man, just to encourage you, bro, I've told you before, I'll tell you again. This is needed, like podcasts are needed within the Christian hip hop space. I know you're not a Christian hip hop podcast, but the fact that you're serving the Christian hip hop community through something like this is necessary. It's valued, bro. So keep going.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. You know any artists that want to come on? Anybody want to come on?
For sure.
Send them my way.
For sure. For sure.
Send them my way. We can make it happen.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Dog.
Same, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You want to pray us out before we get out of here?
Sure. Let's pray. Father, thank you for just a good conversation with me and my bro. Thank you for us to dive in and understand the creative process and reflect on the weekend. I thank you for those who will be watching this video. I just pray over everybody watching this video who may even feel discouraged in their own creative journey. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you be their counselor in this moment. I pray, Lord, that they seek you in stillness and in quiet. I pray for those who may come across this video and not know you or might feel like they've been stuck or lost or in a dark place for a very long time. And Lord Jesus, I pray that your gospel truth hits their heart in a way that it never has before, that you are the promised King, that you've come, that you are fully man, you are fully God. You lived a life that we couldn't. You died a death that we should have. You rose from the dead, proving that you are who you say you are. And Lord, you're offering satisfaction, you're offering fulfillment, but you're also requiring a life of repentance and sacrifice and really suffering. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you help us as your church to embrace suffering, to embrace, Lord, a life that is subversive to the culture. I pray that you use Christian hip hop. I pray you use the Rooted in Christ podcast. I pray you use all these different avenues that are good things, Lord, to establish your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. I ask these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
And Lord, I just lift up my brother to you now. Father, I pray you continue just to give him wisdom, give him clarity, continue to just guide his steps, Lord. Clarify him everything that you want him to do and where you want my brother Rob to go. Bring the right people into his life for now and where he's going, Father. But I thank you that you've just already just ordained all of his steps, Lord. So I thank you for the outpouring that's about to take place over his life, Father. I thank you for the new thing that you're doing into his life.
Thank you, Lord.
For just fresh vision, fresh wisdom, fresh anointing, but just a fresh fire for what you've asked him to do for the kingdom,
wow.
Lord.
Thank you.
So I just thank you that not only is it going to be a fresh fire, that fire will not go out, Lord. So I thank you for everything that you're going to use my brother to do, and Lord, make it clear to us how you want us to work together. We just pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen.
If you have been enjoying our content, please like, follow, share, and subscribe to Rooted in Christ Podcast. We are on all major podcast platforms. We are Redwood Christian Ministries on YouTube. November 2nd is going down to House of Blues. Check us out.
For sure, for sure. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.